Microsoft releases its quarterly report today, and like the rest of the technology sector, earnings are expected to be up. But despite higher earnings, many tech stocks actually have gone down after rising all year. NPR's Laura Seidel says that Intel is a good example.
Companies like chipmaker Intel reported record sales last quarter, but the gains seemed to land with a thump on Wall Street. The company's stock declined in the wake of its earnings report. Joseph Vafi, an analyst at Jefferies Group, says what's happened with Intel and some other tech companies is that stocks were already up in anticipation of good earnings reports.
What we're kind of seeing here is little pullbacks in stocks as they've kind of maybe gotten overheated on an over-anticipation of what reality might be.
In fact, overall, the news in the tech sector has been good. Chuck Hill, an analyst at Thomson First Call, says tech companies have gotten a boost from consumer spending on computers, cell phones, and other electronic gadgets.
The low interest rates didn't have much impact on business capital spending because there's just too much capacity out there. But it enabled consumers to refinance their mortgages and spend a little more.
Despite recent setbacks, the markets are reflecting that spending. Although companies like Intel and Yahoo didn't see their share prices surge, others like IBM, which didn't face overinflated expectations, saw theirs rise. The NASDAQ composite, which is dominated by tech stocks, is up to a 30-month high. Now, many analysts are anticipating a surge in spending on technology among businesses. Tom Pullman is a vice president at Forrester Research.
A lot of companies have had their personal computers, for instance, for the past, 3 to 5 years. It's now time to throw the old ones out and replace them with new ones.
But there is concern that the market is reflecting an overly optimistic view of reality. Hill of Thomson First Call is not convinced that businesses are about to start a spending spree on technology.
There was some pickup on the business side, but we're coming off such low levels. We got to see a little more before you could say that business spending really is picking up in a meaningful way, and it's not just maintenance capital spending.
Hill thinks many tech stocks could be priced too high. That's been especially true with regard to some of the highly speculative nanotechnology companies, which develop tiny devices to create and improve various products. Hill worries we're going back to the bad old days of the bubble.
That is worrisome, not just in regard to tech stocks being overpriced, but it may be saying that investors didn't really learn enough of their lessons in the recent correction that we had.
Hill recalls a similar pattern after the tech boom in the 1960s, which was followed by a recession, another overinflated market in the 70s, and then another crash. He thinks the fact that some stocks are going down is a good sign. The earnings season isn't over yet. Some of technology's biggest names, Amazon, Gateway, and Electronic Arts, have yet to report. Many analysts agree that in order to send those stock prices up, those reports will have to be more than just good to meet expectations. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Edwards.